Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Roger and JP on the bone. Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025, anytime you want to be part of the show. Tomorrow is the movie premiere for Stephen King's It. You may remember a few months ago, they thought this might be hype for it in a way, when clowns were showing up in the woods and chasing people on wooden bats and stuff.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it? Like six,
about a year ago. Was it even that long ago, Brett?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that had anything to do with this.
Well, I thought they were talking about that It was going to be coming back and Pennywise and all this stuff, but, well, here it is. Here's the movie. Nonetheless, whether it was related or not.
I don't understand.
Now there's, like, red balloons appearing on sewer gratings in a small town in Pennsylvania. And the red balloons on the sewer grate is Pennywise, I guess, lives in the sewer, so.
In Pennsylvania?
What did I say?
No, you said Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, in Pennsylvania, yeah. Yeah.
So Pennywise lives in Pennsylvania?
So, well, maybe in this little town. I think it's called Lilitz or something.
Okay.
But the police put out a thing saying that they're terrified.
I don't.
Yeah, so they're playing along.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't understand the whole horror movie thing. I don't see what is fun about being scared. And I don't know if it goes back to panic attacks that I, mm-hmm. you know, am prone to or whatever it is.
Or you don't appreciate that feeling.
I think that feeling sucks.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't, like, it's, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like fun time or entertaining time. It just seems like, why am I torturing myself?
And coming from another point of view where I'm pretty much a relaxed person without the panic attacks, I hate that feeling.
Yeah, it sucks. Like,
I mean, I know it's an adrenaline rush. Maybe. No, it's not. It's adrenaline spike when something, but why do I want to get, I mean, legitimately terrified by something? If you're all in, you know, if you buy into the movie, you would let yourself get scared. That's not the feeling I think I want to have.
No.
It's temporary, though. It's not, you're not, well, your family's not threatened or anything. You're not, like, nothing's in real danger. And it's temporary. It's for 2 hours or an hour and a half or whatever.
Yeah, but it's not fun.
It's an escape.
You find that fun?
I love scary movies.
Although,
I don't, clowns don't scare me, so it doesn't seem like it's going to be very scary because I think they're cute. Like, they're not
I'll
scary.
Tell you this. If the clowns start, if people start messing around as clowns again, I think people should shoot to kill.
Wow.
I really do. And because you know what will happen? You wouldn't have got shot if you didn't try to be a dick and dress up like a clown. Simple as that.
But a clown is no different from any other, like, say, for example, Halloween costume.
I hate clowns.
I mean, it's one of the classic Halloween costumes.
You know what? If it's on Halloween, okay. But if it's like a Tuesday in September and you decide to walk around and hang outside like a grade school dressed like a clown.
Well, grade school's a different thing.
They should shoot to kill. Or at least shoot to hurt.
Why you gotta shoot them, though?
Aim for a kneecap. Because you know what? It's the only way to get people to stop being stupid.
Take them out.
Music to my ears, Brett.
You are literally the psycho guy on American Horror Story. I just started watching it last night. You are him. He was basically saying everybody needs to get... To be in fear and to get taken out, basically, like you said, like shoot them or hurt them or whatever, kill them, basically, because they are idiots.
Right.
Well, why are they idiots compared to anybody else who's wearing a costume? I mean, there's plenty of other. How about somebody's a vampire or a devil or Freddy Krueger?
I'll say it one more time. If it's Halloween, okay, cool. If it's Tuesday in September, no. Stop it.
What if a guy has a Freddy Krueger mask Tuesday, September? Shoot him?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So anybody beat him with a baseball bat?
No, it's just the creepy, you know, because it's the movie thing.
It's kind of like what I'm getting is you don't like clowns, but then the other ones don't really bother you. So are they okay?
I hate clowns.
Yeah.
Really? No, what is it? I'm so curious because
Poltergeist.
I saw Poltergeist, and I'm not afraid of clowns.
Well, for him, it's Poltergeist.
That was your trigger. I'm not afraid of clowns. I hate them.
Because
of Poltergeist. And because of that time I was on mushrooms at a Black Crowes show.
Oh, now it comes out. That makes much more sense.
Well,
so it was a Black Crowes concert.
It stems from, and it was Halloween.
He's on mushrooms.
I'm on mushrooms. I'm at a Black Crowes show. It's Halloween. And there is a brand of bong, a company that makes bongs. It's called Graphics.
Okay.
And if you just Google image Graphics bongs, and you'll see
with
their,
an X on the end,
you'll see their with an X on the end.
Bongs. I don't think I've ever typed bongs into Google before, but go ahead.
Right? So you'll do an image search, and it's a creepy ass clown.
That's not creepy. It's a clown. It's a clown with a jester. How can you be creeped out by something with a jester hat on? It's meant to be funny. It's lighthearted.
I know what it was meant to be. I was on mushrooms. I already don't appreciate clowns. Do you ever have one of those moments where you open up a door, you're going out, and somebody's coming in, you're like, oh, sorry. And you're like face to face real fast?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm tripping balls, and that clown is nose to nose with me.
And you didn't laugh? Yeah, exactly.
Hold on.
Flower squirted in your eye?
I was having a fantastic, giddy evening up until that point.
Mm.
Next thing I know, I'm outside walking the wrong way in traffic down Broadway in Manhattan.
Oh, my God.
And you run into a clown.
Not another clown. I had to get out of there.
Out. Oh.
Yeah. No, because I ran into the clown. I walked out of the men's room.
Right, right.
And it's like, boom, he's right there. I was like,
what did he do?
Right there,
yeah.
He didn't step on your feet with his big red floppy shoes.
Once again, Brett, I like where your head's at.
Ooh, you won't be a clown again.
We seem to be in sync today.
Seeing as a kid, I always had positive reinforcement with clowns because Bozo the Clown was big on TV. And then we went to the circus, and the clowns were always sold to me as being funny, and they were. And they were always doing goofy stuff. And so as a kid, that was my predisposition for clowns. I've never had a bad experience with a clown.
I think that's it.
If that clown wasn't underneath his bed in Poltergeist and then dragged him underneath the bed, I would probably be all right with clowns. I probably wouldn't like them, but I don't fear them, but I literally hate them.
Just don't like them.
I hate them.
I saw that scene, but it didn't flip me on clowns.
Me either. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, everybody.
I feel
like they're always like...
So now I kind of feel like if people are going to stop being, you know, humps and dressing up like evil clowns for no reason, just take them out.
Then they need to die.
No, I don't need to die again. I said, shoot, you know, I fixed it. I said, shoot for the kneecap. Just wound them.
See, a lot of clowns walking around.
I guarantee you, if you get shot and you say, why'd you shoot me? Well, it's because you're a clown. He's probably not going to dress up like a clown again.
What about happy, like Bozo and stuff, not like this Graphics thing I'm looking at right now? What if it's a happy red nose?
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Bye, Bozo.
Wow.
Nah, Bozo would be fine.
The Grand Prize you're not gonna game,
eat.
Yeah.
Don't be a creepy clown. Just don't.
What was that?
That's my clown.
The clown sound effects are the best.
That's my clown law enforcement right there.
Hey, kids. Oh, poor kids.
That really hurt.
Why? Oh, why?
I'm human, just like you.
Yeah, come on, JP.
You got to die.
Grab this. Oh, feels good.
See, that's that was the clown I pictured.
You don't like
always goofy.
You don't like his endless supply of handkerchiefs coming out of his sleeve, JP?
No. You don't like that?
Yeah, pull right here.
27 of them coming out of a car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best. They keep going in the door on the other side and coming through.
Is that what they did? Oh my God, that's great.
Hey,
oh my God, that's a basic clown trick.
Yo, see, man, I'll suck your dick.
That's not true.
Fun. That's not true.
Look at all the clowns lining up now.
That's best.
Front trap door in their little clown suit. That's a horror movie right there, isn't it?
When I was a kid, my mom had a clown outfit. Like, it was like a costume, like you're saying, like people shouldn't dress up in or whatever.
She had a clown outfit, a dirty nurse outfit.
Oh, that's one of...
Cheerleader outfit, schoolgirl outfit.
It was in her arsenal. And she used to come and bring cupcakes to my little brother. From like kindergarten until he was like in third grade or something. She would come every year on his birthday and bring cupcakes to the class dressed in that clown uniform. Or whatever.
And then she quit being a mom.
Oh, no, she was with him. No, because he was younger or whatever. But, I mean, you know, it's a positive, happy, upbeat thing. I don't understand how, of course, you, of all people, can twist something like that into a negative. But you
need to...
You need to find a way to make it a positive.
I know I'm not. No, I don't. I don't have to spend any time thinking about clowns.
Well, what about your kids? I mean, your kids are younger. Do they not want kids at their birthday parties?
Do they like clowns? Or you brought them up to hate them?
I'm not having a clown at a kid's birthday party.
Brought him up to hate them. But maybe they wanted them.
No.
He's out in the street putting his costume on in the street. He's in the trunk putting paint on. He's got a mirror hanging on the trunk lid.
Yeah, he's hungover with a cigar hanging from his face.
Oh, like Uncle Buck.
A Philly blunt.
Remember,
I'll need it in a minute. Just put it on the shoes.
Yeah. Okay.
Not Trey is on line four.
That's not going to happen.
Hi, Trey. What's happening?
I had the same issue with the clowns when I was a kid, but a scary movie came out, the movie that kind of made fun of all the scary movies. Yeah. And there's a scene in there with Ray Ray and the clown. You've got to Google it. It will fix everything. I mean, it just
really?
Is so hilarious.
Right.
Please Google it. I'm telling you, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
I will absolutely do that. I will. Does the clown die? Because if the clown dies, I will absolutely do it.
The clown wishes he would have died because I can't get really technical on the radio, but you'll love it.
I'll do it. Thanks, man. Hey, Chris on line three, what's up?
Hey, JP, how's it going, bud?
All right, what's happening?
Not too much, but hey, I got a serious question for you here. I don't know if you noticed or not, but there's a little teeny tiny storm heading this way towards Florida, and I was wondering, you know, realistically, bro, if I brought a high roller like yourself, like a couple cases of Natty Light or something, could I crash with you for a couple days?
You can crash. You can crash with Raj.
Nah, he's not as fun, man.
Raj has got plenty of room.
You seem like the party animal, JP. I think you can get down during a storm.
He doesn't even like clowns. How much of a party animal could this guy be?
I've mellowed.
I'll bring the Natty Light. I'll bring my clown outfit.
You're going to get shot.
Yeah, she's right. You're going to get shot. Don't show up at my house dressed like that. If you show up, listen, if you show up at my house.
24 hours or so?
If you show up at my house, I'll toss you a salad. Can't top that.
That was great timing. He just shoehorned that right in there.
And scene.
I heard him say it live.
I'll be right there, man.
Real quick, Steve on line one. Hey, Steve, just real fast, and we got a break. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, this is Steve. I work down in Zeros in St. Pete Beach. I just came. They just let us know that they're doing mandatory evacuations for all of St. Pete Beach tomorrow at 6 o'clock, so I figured I'd give everybody a heads up.
Residents and tourists?
Yeah, everybody. So. I mean, I'm still going to try to get in here to make pizzas because, you know, everybody's going to eat. I don't know. That's what I'm saying, but my boss said he's going to be here. So, I mean, you know, Cello said he's going to be here. So, I mean, if he's going to be here, I'll try to be here.
Right, but if you're going to make, you know, if they're doing mandatory evacuations, who the hell are you going to make pizza for?
I'll be there. Don't worry about it.
That's what I said.
Yeah, JR, don't you live in St. Pete Beach, don't you?
Yeah, really close to us. So, yeah,
now you know where to get pizza.
Yeah, now I know.
You call Hoppy, see if he's got room in his hotel room.
No, I'm good on that.
You sure?
I'll take my chances.
JR would rather die in the storm.
Right. Than hang out with Hoppy all day.
All right, Roger, JP. It's the Bone, Real Raw Radio. At the end of each break, it looks like we'll have just a little sliver of information that could help you out. It's working out good so far. Monica, we'll need a traffic report eventually, probably in the next break, just so if you want to get ready for that.
I'm on it.
One of the classic Monica traffics. But Roger and JP, it's the Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back. Here I am. Here we are. We are one.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.